broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, December the 15th, 2023. 15 minutes past the hour. 10 days until the big fat man comes down your chimney, and I'm not talking about you.
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho! Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, and Carrington Nelson along for the ride. 10 days till Christmas, 7 days until the big gift exchange here. Homemade gift items, back to tradition, next Friday night. Are you ready for this, Sean?
Absolutely.
Are you sure?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
But now when you about to pull that mic out of the stand.
All right.
There you go. Now
how's
we can,
that?
Now we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
It's like a Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now?
Well, I think your belly was precluding
it's jolly.
It is something. Yes. So in any event, are you ready for the big gift exchange next week in which we will have homemade gifts?
Absolutely.
Do you know what you're doing?
I do.
Okay.
It's 7 days away. You realize that, don't you?
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I was just checking in.
But you said that like you know what you're doing?
It was just a general question. I was just checking in. You know what you're doing? I've Matt's like, no, I don't know what I'm doing.
No, Matt knows what he's doing.
He does?
I have a rough idea. Scott didn't like it when I explained to him what the idea was, so it's going to happen anyways, but, you know.
Oh, so there's a bad idea. Okay, good.
That's what you're doing?
Yeah.
That thing you told me about?
Why did you expose the gift? Like, what?
Oh, I'm telling you.
He already gave it away? Where's the element of surprise?
It wasn't going to be very good anyways. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a very crafty person.
Well, I'm not going to tell what gift I'm doing.
I'm not going to tell what I'm doing either.
I want it to be surprise.
Yeah.
Next Friday night. That's going to be our big Christmas show. Are you bringing the leg lamp cookies?
I will try my best.
I asked my aunt. She will be making some, so I will have some.
There we go.
Okay. Great. We don't even need my mom.
Well, if she wants to, she can.
Okay.
We can always have more. More is always better.
We're gonna have a party next Friday night. It's big time. That's the last broadcast before Christmas.
I'm excited. I know.
It's gonna be a professional attire that night.
Professional Christmas attire.
Well, it's gonna be formal.
Formal.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Where everybody's gonna have a sports coat on and a tie, right? So the girl dress, you know, that
sort
of thing.
It is December 22nd. It's going to be a chilly night out there for a dress.
Well, they didn't make
a shawl.
They don't make one my size.
What's that?
You said a sports coat or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget about that.
Well, just put a trash bag on and cut a slit down the front.
With a tie.
You'll look fine. Nobody will tell the difference.
Blend right in.
So that'll be the Christmas show next Friday night. Don't miss that for love nor money. We still want your Christmas cards here, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302, WGH Talk. Remember to put your return address in there. We'll read your card on the air, hang it on the wall, and make sure you get a card back for the holiday season. So that's exciting as well. Matt, Tuesday, big day.
So Tuesday morning we're gonna have the Tuesday morning we're gonna have the last interview with Mayor Scott Schertzer. Well, I guess as mayor. So there's gonna be that, and then later on in the evening we're gonna have the Christmas party, and there will be because Jack Kellogg did not manage to make it to the fruitcake toss. We are going to have the Upper Crust Society induction for Jack Kellogg on Tuesday at the Christmas party.
It's going to be a rager on Tuesday. Christmas galore. 7 to 9. Big time stuff. All right. Now, we've got some controversies to talk about in regard to the fruitcake toss, which happened last night. So, you know, turn your head all you want and squint your eyes, but I did not realize this happened. And as a host, I have made an egregious mistake. Apparently, I took my eyes off of you thinking I could trust you. And apparently you broke the rules of the fruitcake toss and have taken a plaque in, it just smears the whole event, you know. It's like you took mud and just smeared it all over the whole event. Would you like to say something for you? It was the talk of the morning.
Yeah, I would like to say that the only rules that were stated at the beginning of the fruitcake toss were not to move your feet, and it had to be an underhand toss. And I did both of those things.
Now, Matt, you said earlier on the air that the rules were broken.
Yeah, there was... So
I didn't see it. I can't vouch for any of this.
Underhand toss refers to, like, back, forward. You can't get, like, the whole softball wind-up pitch thing going on.
It was underhand, though. Why? It was still underhand. Nobody said, no, wind-up. I didn't move my feet. It was an underhand toss. I should be able to do whatever flailing arm thing I want to do beforehand.
So I do believe one time on air, it was, I think, if I remember correctly, it was the time when Adam threw the fruitcake backwards. You said that it's because he was starting to do the whole wind-up thing, and then it slipped out of his hands and flew backwards. And you said you think that he technically broke the rules that day, but he would have thrown backwards anyway, so it didn't matter.
So that was the consequences of his own action. Whenever you do the wind-up, it's a risk that you take that you could throw the fruitcake backwards. And I was well aware of that whenever I decided how I was going to throw my fruitcake.
Like I said, I didn't see it. I'm not accusing you of anything. I cannot. You know, this is like a car crash. If somebody wants to take a deposition from me, I can't give it because I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I was too busy trying to get you behind the line because you were trying to work the line.
I wanted to be at the line. I'm not going to take inches from myself. I wanted to get the furthest toss possible. I was watching people all night long, and I think that there were a lot of... small rules broken as far as crossing the line goes. Yes, which is okay. It's just, I don't think I was the only one that had a questionable throw.
Well, it became a question.
What?
This morning we had questions.
About the wind-up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did do the wind-up. I didn't know we weren't allowed to. It was an underhand toss still. It was released from the underhand motion.
But Matt feels that there might be some illegalities here, and we might have to bring some, you know, litigation in the beginning of the year.
No. I'm pretty sure you're the one who said that the windup was considered illegal. So that's on you.
I didn't see the windup. I can't say if it happened or not.
She just told you it happened.
Well, she did. I guess she did. I guess she just told us.
Yeah, I did do it.
Well, we might have to confiscate the plaque. I don't really know at this point.
No, you can do the toss again next year. Let me have this win. What are you against me? Just let me
No, I'm not against
win.
You. I'm just saying I didn't realize this would happen.
I'll solve this issue. I was in second place. You can have it.
Thank you.
Because I don't want it.
But I don't think that's how it works in the Olympics. When they took Jim Thorpe's gold medals, I don't think if this guy said, well, I don't want those, I don't think they'd say, oh, Jim, you can keep them. I don't think that's how that works.
Well, these aren't gold medals, and this
is not
the Olympics.
I think the Olympic Committee confiscates the plaque, and we just have to declare that a vacant position
for a year. Is the fruitcake toss not warranted to be an Olympic sport?
No, I think it absolutely
could. First of all, tell people this, because we heard from Matt earlier, and talk about the fruitcake toss. You've never been to one, because I get on the air and tell how great it was, and I think people just think I'm saying that because to hype it up.
No, I thought it was a great event. We had the table set up in the back parking lot behind the radio station. There was a table that had hot chocolate. We did have the Buckeyes there that Matt's mom so generously made for us.
It was Mother's Night out there last night. I said that this morning. Your mom was there.
Yes.
Matt's mom was there.
Scott's mom was there. I got to meet her.
Abby's mom was there.
She was
Abby's
a wonderful woman. There. I loved chatting with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was a delight.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
So it was Mom's Night. Abby's mom was there.
Yeah, a lot
and
of
my
moms.
My mom was up from heaven.
Well, she's dead.
But yeah, so see, and she's up from heaven.
She was here. She was there in spirit.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
There you go.
You know, let me just say, if I ever drop dead, I will not be at the fruitcake toss. When I'm dead, I'll have better things to do.
What? You're the one that's hyping the event up.
Yeah, but if I'm dead, I'm not coming to the fruitcake toss. That's the end of my obligation.
Oh, I would want to see it. It was a good event. Would you stop? Would you stop over there? I'm looking at the photo of the fruitcake toss as I talk about it.
Listen, we had judges, we had sheriffs, we had county commissioners, we had it all there last night.
Yeah, there was a wide range of people. I think everybody was in a good mood. My only complaint would be the lack of rules in place.
Well, it's interesting that a rule breaker would be bringing this up.
Yeah. I
wouldn't want to press the rules if I was the rule breaker.
I don't feel bad about it because I think there were just so many rules broken that the event was just ran so loosely. It was like, we didn't see that one.
We can tie that up if you want. We can really shore the rules up here if you want.
I'm just saying,
Why are you getting this ugly? I was hoping we wouldn't have this kind of ugliness this close to Christmas.
That's not ugly. I'm just saying that I knew I was going to get a little bit of backlash for the toss.
Listen, I didn't even see what you did.
That's fine, but you still are the one that started this. You said...
Matt, no, we did a show this morning here.
And Matt started it?
Yes.
No.
What's your problem?
No, we were talking about controversies last night, and I brought up that we had the first ever throw-off in fruitcake history between Sheriff Bales
and... Oh, yeah, you asked me to fill everybody in on all the controversies. I thought that was
right,
considered
so you,
one of the controversies.
Well, he brought you up as a controversy, and what did I say? I didn't see it.
Well, I mean, we talked about it walking into the building that night.
This morning?
No.
No, last night. We definitely discussed it.
We discussed it?
Yeah. No, just all of us.
Not yet.
But not on the air.
No, but we talked about it.
No, but this morning on the air, I said, tell me about the controversies.
Yeah.
And you threw that in there.
Because last night when we were walking in, we had a discussion about it. Is that not a controversy?
Well, if you think it's a controversy, I'll go with you. All I'm saying is I didn't see it.
I think that next year we should have a designated watcher. That way there's no line crossing. The line
is that
also...
The name?
We need
designated
two reps.
Watcher?
Designated watcher.
We need two reps. One person to stare at the feet, make sure feet stay planted, and the other person is to watch to
but
make
why,
sure it's in one underhand throw.
Why don't you do this very quickly in case somebody wasn't listening this morning? What were the controversies? Because somebody's tuning in right now might not be sure. By the way, we did hear this morning, people did listen to the broadcast tonight and said it was fantastic last night, the broadcast of the fruitcake toss.
They loved it.
They did.
What was their favorite part, the singing? Because that was mine.
They said the singing was okay, and they said the hosting was the best.
That they had ever heard. They were like, that guy deserves a Nobel Peace Prize for this event.
He got one.
Oh.
Yeah. You thought it wasn't going to happen.
Oh, I missed it. When did you guys visit Switzerland?
Well, no, I couldn't go, so they just sent it.
Yeah, they had to ship it here.
They're mailing your prize.
Yeah, well, that's how I got the AP award. I didn't go to that ceremony either.
Journalistic integrity, Scott.
Exactly.
Would you like to see it?
The Nobel Peace Prize? Yeah, I would love to see it.
Well, we'll get to you in the break.
Okay, for
it's
sure.
Here.
For sure, I'd love to see it.
All right, Matt, what were the controversies at Fruitcake Toss 2023?
So we had the Carrington with the wind-up thing.
He puts it at number one.
It's just the thing we most
recently... Number one controversy?
It's just the thing we most recently talked about. we had the throw-off. That was the first one in a Fruitcake
First
toss
one,
history.
Sean. We've been to all these Fruitcake... The first ever throw-off. What did you make when you knew that two men had thrown the same... And the farthest distance. What are the odds?
I was shocked.
Shocked?
Yeah.
I didn't even know what to do, so I made an executive decision at that point to have a throw-off.
And then they both threw farther than their original throws.
Both. And you know what? Here was the moment. This was like one of those... you want to talk about the Olympics.
Yeah. Whenever the first guy went...
The first guy went up,
farther.
And he overthrew... He threw 68.
You always want to be the last guy to go, because then you know what numbers you got to beat.
Yeah, but the guy threw 70, and we all said, it's over.
Yeah.
It's poor Sheriff. And I was like, oh, man.
I saw the Sheriff. He took a deep breath in. He took off his jacket. He walked up to that line. He wasn't even scared. Like... Nothing. He knew.
No, but
he
I think
it.
We all thought it was over.
We did, but he knew.
And the sheriff walks up there.
He never had a doubt in his head.
He moseyed on up to that line, like the sheriff does.
No, I'm telling you, I was there. There was an anxiety. I felt it.
From him?
Oh, yeah, it was palpable.
No, he was so confident.
When Glenn Jerome outthrew his first throw, Glenn walked away like, got it. Done. And then
he did, but I think the sheriff just, he was like, stand back, guys, let me.
Glenn Jerome was like, I fought the law, and I won.
Yeah.
and then here comes the sheriff, and that thing went up. And it was, do you believe in miracles? And it came down, and 2 foot farther, won the night, and tied the record for fruitcake history. It was amazing. They're going to be talking about that like they talk about men landing on the moon. If you weren't there last night, honest to God, you missed it.
Yeah. No, I was...
Unbelievable.
That was an exciting moment for sure. I think we were all like, oh, no way.
You can hear it on the audio.
Yeah.
Wow.
The crowd goes wild.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
And Terry was shocked.
Yeah.
I think he'd fallen asleep by that point, but he was shocked. Okay, controversy number two. We had the throw-off.
All right.
We had the illegal spin.
there was some... confusion with somebody who thought they should be part of the throw-off.
That's fine. I mean, I don't know if that's a conspiracy.
I also got confused. I'm not going to lie to
we
you.
We got the official
it
results.
Was, yeah, we did.
And they weren't part of it, were they?
No, 65.
We
they were close.
65. That's what I thought, and I wasn't confused. I was confused why everyone else was confused.
Now, the other two controversies are controversial.
What other controversies were there?
Well, you know, we had...
There was Abby that was possibly maybe going to bring hot chocolate, but then she did, in fact, come through with the hot chocolate.
No, it was her throw.
Oh, yeah.
She walked up there, too, with all the confidence in the world, took her coat off like she was something, had her little Argyle sweater on, softball pitcher, like she was going to take on the world, and walked up there and bashed that thing into her thigh, and the thing was on the ground, 37 foot.
Well, yeah.
Now, what do you got to say about that? Don't lie.
All you can say is better luck next year.
Did she not hit her thigh?
I actually was not watching her throw. I think I missed that one. Really, for me, was after the second throw and the person was moving their feet and walked across the line, I was like, the seriousness of this event has just gone out the window.
No, it was serious.
And
but
it was the second throw.
No. But I can't be disqualifying people for things like that. If you're only a little... I thought he kind of stumbled.
I don't
want people to fall down.
I don't care. In the Olympics, guess what? If you're out there and you full start, it's a game over. There's no second chances.
Listen, do you not understand?
In high school track, there's no second chances. Like, come on. This is way more serious than high school track.
Let me know when I can get in here.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I'm just passionate.
Now, here's what I'm saying. The woman hit her thigh.
Yes.
She took her coat off like she was big league, she was major league, and she smacked her thigh. And that thing went down... That thing went down like one of those stadiums when they imploded. That fruitcake was on the ground.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed for her.
Yeah. All you can say is, better luck next year.
Yeah.
Like, that stinks. It's your one and done.
Yeah. And then she wanted to redo it. And I said, we can't do that. Rules.
Yeah.
Now, you know the other controversy, which we learned about this morning. From Sarah. This is awful. I don't think I've even told you about... This is awful. This is embarrassing. Now, tell the story.
So this morning...
Sarah called it... Yeah, go...
This morning, Sarah regaled us with this tale of... she said that there was a member of the WGH staff...
That was a good word, regale. I can tell you're in radio.
...who went over and introduced...
No, do you understand what happened? A member of the WGH staff... walked over to Sarah at the fruit... Go ahead.
Introduced themselves to Sarah, and then just kind of turned around and started watching the event, okay? And then she said a few minutes went by, and then all of a sudden...
Now she's sitting in a chair.
She is sitting in a chair,
and this person's standing.
Standing, like, right in front of her, and then all of a sudden she says that he let out some flatulence. And then she just scooted her chair back, got up, and stepped away.
I think you need a name drop.
Oh, that's my favorite Christmas story.
Oh, my gosh. You've got a name drop. Like,
oh, no, we all know who it was. We all know who it was.
You fart in someone's face.
Oh, Lord.
5 minutes after meeting them, you deserve to have your name announced on
Merry
the show.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas from the WGH staff. Here you go. God almighty.
That's awful.
Oh, that happened at the fruitcake toss. I'm so embarrassed and ashamed and disgusted.
Wow. Sarah was really big about it, too.
Oh,
she didn't
Lord.
Make a scene or anything.
She said one of the people in her crew said some profanity out there was shocked.
She said that we should let that person know to not do it again next year, because if it happens next year, she will make a scene about it.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Sarah even got up and walked away for a minute, then came back thinking the odor would be gone.
She's like, it's cold outside.
It was floating.
It's cold outside. The smells don't stick around too long when it's cold outside.
Oh,
and
Lord.
She went back over to her seat, sat down, and she was like, nope, it's still there.
Still here. Gotta get up and keep going.
Happy holidays from the WGH staff.
I think that what we can take away from this is that we really need to go over the rules a little bit more at the beginning.
I didn't realize we had to put a no flatulence clause in the rules of the fruitcake cuts.
There's no wind-ups, no moving your feet, and no anything but an underhand toss.
The funny thing is, everybody at this station knows who did it. There is no doubt in anybody's mind. We're not going to say it because we don't want to humiliate anybody, and Sarah did not want to say the name, but everybody here knows who it was.
I don't know.
We'll introduce you to that person at the Christmas party.
Okay, perfect.
Maybe you can get a downwind of them.
Yeah. I'll make sure not to sit behind them.
Oh. So the controversies were high last night. Let's tell you that.
Yeah. I didn't realize there were so many intense, debates that came out of this.
I've been around some of those in Christmas past.
Controversy, you know, controversy is part of a good event. You got to have at least a little bit of controversy.
Somebody said it smelled like raw sewage. It smelled like raw sewage out there last night. Somebody took the top off one of the grates outside. In any event, so there was a lot of controversy last night.
I guess so.
But a huge fun event. And it was really kind of like the Titanic, because everybody remembers the Titanic or the Hindenburg.
And the Titanic's so huge.
Do you ever get through a show without... How come me? Why me? Matt's the one who said you had a controversy. I didn't.
Matt,
you're not going after him.
Huge. Huge.
You're a huge pain in the flagellants area. Okay, now you want to talk about a man named Bud Rosenthorn.
This is not a man.
He used to be my neighbor years ago. Bud Rosenthorn.
No.
And he used to sell shells that were painted. I don't know how you know Bud Rosenthorn, but go ahead.
This is not a person.
Right before we go on the air, she says that we're talking about Bud Rosenthorn, so the floor is yours for the Bud Rosenthorn
story. Bud Rosenthorn, you've never heard of this. It's what people do.
I've heard of him. He's my neighbor.
Stop that. He was not.
She just said to
this
me,
is not a person.
Stop that. Stop that. Like I'm a child. Stop that.
Stop that.
Okay, tell us about Bud Rosenthorn.
It's something you do whenever you're sitting in a group at the end of the day, and you go around and everyone shares their bud, rose, and thorn for the day. So the bud is something that you're excited for that's coming up. Your rose is something good that happened, and the thorn is something bad about your day. And you just share it to, you know, discuss your day a little bit more. And I think we should start doing that.
So the rose
is the good part
of your day.
The rose of your day, yes.
And the thorn is the bad part of your day.
Yes. And then the bud is something that you're excited
like
for.
Like a flower's budding, right?
Yes, bud.
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 Okay.
Bud, rose, thorn.
I don't know what this has to do with him again, but okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
Do you guys want to share it?
Well, go ahead, Matt. What's your bud, rose, and thorn today?
You know what? I don't know. I have to think about it. See, usually you ask me what I've learned. That's three things now that I have to think of, and it's not anything that I learned. It's just now I got to actually think about it.
What are you excited about?
That I woke up today.
Yeah. Well,
there you go.
Well, what is it, about a 50-50 chance now every morning? That's a good one. And what's your good point of the day?
Good point of the day, probably, I don't know, hanging out with friends.
There you go. Which, me.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
And the thorn, the bad part.
The bad part is I have a fractured L1 in my back.
He said the bad part and started pointing to his butt, and I was like, what's about to happen right now?
I got a fractured L1 in my back.
Oh, no.
So there's
the bud, the rose, and the thorn. Now, Matt, you fellows, what are you waiting on?
The Christmas party.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's what you're excited
good
for.
Answer.
Yeah.
Good answer. And what good thing happened to you today?
You know, I got here on time.
Early. Before, you were here before 8?
Before the doors unlocked.
You were? And the bad thing?
I don't know. I don't think anything really bad has happened. I need gas. That's bad.
Okay, so there's your day.
Okay.
What are you waiting on?
What am I waiting on? Oh, I mean...
Excited for...
I'm excited for next Friday night for our gift exchange.
That'll be fun.
I'm really excited for that.
Yep, formal. You know it's a formal?
I've heard in the last 20 minutes. My rose was... Oh, I watched a movie today, and I got to crochet with one of my friends. So we just sat and watched a movie and crocheted, and that was really fun. And my thorn was...
What movie was that?
It's something on Netflix. I forget if it's like...
Left an impression, I can tell.
Yeah. It's something about the end of the world.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's one of the like top 10 ones. It's like a popular
now
one.
Now the thorn.
Okay, the thorn was that I had to go take a CPR class this morning, and it just wasn't that fun.
Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Well, there we go.
It wasn't terrible.
I don't know what any of this had to do with Bud Rosenthorn.
Are you going
to
share yours? You always try to get out of stuff. You're like, oh, no, I'm the host, I'm the mediator.
Come you're not see, moderator, not mediator.
Moderator, mediator.
I'm not deciding who's going to win a case. I'm the moderator, not the mediator.
You're the moderator,
first
mediator,
first thing you have to do is learn
host.
The terminology.
Come on, share your bud, rose, and thorn.
Oh, Lord. Okay, let's see. What am I excited for? Oh, I'm excited. I found out today Jack Kellogg is coming to the Christmas party on Tuesday to get his award.
Yes.
So I'll be glad to see Mayor Jack. Well, now see, here's interesting. Can this happen? Because my rose and thorn are the same thing.
Sure, explain yourself.
Well, it's simple. It's that flagellant story. Because on one hand, it's awful, it's terrible, it's disgusting, it's just appalling.
You're ashamed that your name's on an event now.
That the whole thing has just a gaseous odor over the whole thing. There's a fog, there's a haze, it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, it's incredibly funny, and I can't even imagine anything being, because I know who did it. So that's my Roseanne Thorne.
That's fair. Yeah, I think that was a great explanation.
So there you go. You happy now?
Yes, I'm so glad we got to do that together. We learned about each other's dates. I'm really sorry about your fractured L1, L4?
L1, whatever L1. That is. I don't know what it is.
It's part of your spine, isn't it?
I guess so,
I think it's probably like a lower disc plate.
Yeah.
I probably numbered them.
Well, is that painful? What happens now?
Well, he's got to see a surgeon.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He's got to fix his lower front plate.
That's not very nice.
Well, no, I'm just saying that's if rude. You do that, it'll be fine.
Rude.
Listen, it's the holidays.
Carrington, get after him.
It's the holidays. Yeah.
Sick him.
He's an attack dog.
That can be the new thorn, if you like. Put that down as the thorn. All right. So, Christmas Party Tuesday, last interview with Mayor Schertzer. 16 years I've been doing interviews with him, and we're going to wrap up that connection on Tuesday morning.
I was at Kroger the other day, and I saw the newspaper that the auditor's resigning.
Yeah.
She was just here the other day, and there were, you know, controversies then about how the position was going and everything, and it seems like she was in a tough spot.
There's a controversy now.
There is.
Listen, it's controversial.
Can we talk about it?
Well, we don't talk about current events on this show because we don't think you know anything about them.
Well, I brought it up.
Okay.
I'm current. I'm with it.
Well, at one point you told us you don't know anything about current events.
I typically don't. I was at Kroger. I was standing, putting the cash in the money machine to clock out at the end of the night. And while I stand there, there are newspapers directly to my left. And so sometimes I just read the titles.
Do you know who had the auditor resigning story first?
Scott Spears.
Thank you. It's true, is it not, Matt?
We were sitting there waiting for the city council meeting, and then
a source came out.
A source just kind of said, "Hey, did you get the news release or the press report? Press release? That's the one."
Yeah.
And Scott said, "Ooh, I gotta put that on Facebook right now."
You had to beat everybody else.
Matt got to see it. How it happens? How it all happens? He got to see all the blood and guts of it all.
Up on the third floor.
Well, then, who got the first interview with the mayor following the announcement of the auditor resignation?
Scott Spears.
Yes.
Thank you. And where did we do that interview?
Upstairs in the mayor's office.
The same night.
Can we pat you on the back tonight?
It's a big night. Yeah. It was a big night. So I was involved in that.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the controversy? Do we know anything more, or should we save this for another night?
Well, we can get into it a little bit.
Do I need to fill it in?
You can fill it in.
Okay. Yeah, fill me in.
All right. So the auditor, when Scott had interviewed her, had said that under no circumstance would she resign.
Right, and this was like a month ago.
Yes, and now that she has resigned, at the last city council meeting, Ayers Ratliff had accused Bill Collins of offering Miranda McGinnis a job in her his
administration.
Administration as the head of the Marion Area Transit, and there were people who had said that I personally don't remember it, but people had said that during the meeting Bill Collins had denied it, but Miranda McGinnis did an interview with the Crawford County Now and said that yes, it was true, and yes, she took the job.
Oh, so he just got caught in a little lie, it sounds
well,
like.
Well, we can't accuse anybody until we know for sure, but yes. It doesn't look good.
No. Oh, his integrity. Out the window.
And I asked the mayor, I said, "Mayor, would you have done this?" And he said?
The mayor said that he wouldn't have handled it like this. He probably would have waited until he was in the position to give the job out rather than just promise.
Mm-hmm. Especially since she was in her other role still. And I mean, she hadn't resigned yet. She still hasn't resigned.
She
hasn't?
Until the 5th, no.
Yep, the thing of resignation she sent in said it would be effective on January 5th.
So now we're auditorless.
Not yet. No, she's still there.
But January 5th will be auditorless.
Well, he'll get to appoint a new one.
Okay, so then we just get a new one. But isn't this like a bad job? Like, she walked into a messy situation somewhat.
Well, that's what she says. Other people say you need to learn it. You've been there a year and a half now.
That's true. I mean, you'd hope you could clean it up after a year and a half, but like, it sounds like it's still a messy situation. It sounds like the next person's not set up for success.
And neither one of them are speaking, and that's very peculiar. Because I have a very good relationship, I think, with Miranda. Matter of fact, I met a family member of Miranda's the other day who said he listens to the show every day. He's addicted.
I mean, yeah, I guess my point is, why do you want them to say the truth?
Well, I don't think anybody knows what the truth
is. There's his side, there's her side, and there's the truth.
Yeah, well, who?
Well, I guess we'll find out if she does get the job by the...
Well, if she gets the job, she gets the job, but what happened? What was the truth? Was there a deal made? Was there an offer made? What happened? That's what we don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey there, old buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
I got a question about what you're talking about with the auditor and the soon-to-be mayor.
Go right ahead.
Was there anything illegal about what transpired?
Well, it's a good question, because we really don't know right now, because we don't know what happened. I don't think there would be an illegality there, but it certainly doesn't look good if he approached her with a deal.
Yeah, well, I can see that. It wouldn't look good, but, I mean, deals like go on all the time like that in politics.
Well, that's true, but I would think that if you were okay with it, you would come out and say that that's what happened.
Yeah, so I never understood that, why people just don't own up to what they do. If there's nothing illegal about it, there's nothing wrong about it, why don't they just say, yeah, I did it?
Right, and I'm not saying that that's what happened, but that's a big question mark right now, is did he go to her? Because she said less than a month ago, under no circumstance would I resign, and how did this happen? I can't imagine that, how would she go to him and say, give me another job and I'll leave this one? See, so it's all very confusing.
Yeah, because that's kind of like blackmail right there.
Well, now that is illegal.
Yeah, that is illegal.
Yeah. So I don't know what happened. And I believe there is a truth there, and I believe neither one of them is talking. Now, I've had conversations off the record with both of them that I can't talk about because it's off the record, but, you know, I hope they talk. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it'll all come out in the wash.
I think so.
Just on how long it takes.
You know, you were at a fruitcake toss a few years ago. Do you think somebody who does a wind-up should be disqualified?
Nah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll let it stand for a little bit.
But, you know, I mean, why don't you get somebody to actually be a referee, to set up the start line, does nothing but watch the contestant, explains the rules before the whole thing starts, and then that way there's no controversy.
Well,
you guys would have to talk about something else.
Well, I think I did a lot of that last night. I think what happened was it was just too big.
Yeah, and you weren't watching all the contestants.
Well, there was stuff going on last night that I had to pay attention to.
That's why you need one person to watch all the contestants to make sure they follow the rules.
But I don't know if anybody could be forceful. Because, you know, they're going to jump on it. The referees always...
Oh, I'll be forceful. I can do it next year.
Yeah, but the referees always get in trouble. You know, they're always that's the ref's fault. You know, that's what you get a lot of.
The mark of authority. They have to be respected. If you don't respect them, you don't play the game.
I really don't think there was a lot of rule breaking that went on last night. I think there was more controversy than rule breaking.
Maybe there wasn't any rule breaking.
Could have been. Maybe. I don't know. You know, I heard about all this the day after.
With Carrington doing the fast pitch windup, I mean, what's the problem with that? She did it by the rules.
Well, I don't really know, because if you look at the rules, it's flat foot, behind the line, underhand toss. Now,
and
is
that's
a toss...
Exactly what she did.
Well, but I don't know if you consider a toss, which the event is called Fruitcake Toss, if that's a windup. I don't think you'd call a windup a toss.
Yeah, you're getting into semantics there.
Right, so that's why I say I don't really know. We'd have to really call somebody from the Olympic Committee and see what they think about this whole thing.
You could get a hold of somebody that knows fast pitch softball and ask them if it's a toss or a throw.
What do you think, Matt?
I think the fact that you had to say fast pitch softball to see if it's a toss or a throw kind of answers the own question. I think it's a throw.
Oh, well, there you go.
One man's opinion.
No. You're in that gray area again. Somebody could look at that and say they tossed it. Somebody could look at it and say they threw it.
See, toss is inherently slow.
Like a toss salad.
I don't know. Did you look it up in the dictionary to see what the definition of a toss was?
I mean, I can.
Well, like if somebody tosses up a pizza crust, they're not winding it.
What do you mean? The pizza crust is spinning around in the air. They're winding the crust to get it to keep tossing. They got to keep it going. And if not, it's going to land on their hands.
I think they're spinning it.
Yeah, well, they're spinning.
Listen, I didn't see what you did.
Well, I bet Carrington put a spin on that fruitcake, didn't she?
I guess. I didn't see it.
Matt, you watched it, did she?
She did. She definitely. What was the question? Sorry, I had to look.
You put a spin on it. Did she put a spin on it?
Oh yeah, no. She definitely won.
Do you think from what you saw? Because you saw it. Did she break the rules?
I mean, if a windup is considered illegal, then yes.
Oh.
If a windup is not considered illegal, then
wow.
No.
There you go.
So I guess that's up to whoever makes the rules.
Yeah, I agree with Matt though. That makes sense.
What's that?
We need more defined rules. We can't keep willy-nilly loose lip with the fruitcake toss. We need somebody that's going to come out there and crack down on the rules. It's going to say, hey, you stepped over the line. You're disqualified.
Oh, but by the way, I did look it up. So, the difference between throw and toss is throw generally refers to the act of forcefully sending an object through the air using an arm or hand motion. It often implies a stronger action involving greater force or distance. Toss typically describes a lighter, gentler, and more casual action of making an object through the air. Move through the air. It involves a swift and usually short movement of the arm or hand, often with less force or distance compared to throwing.
Oh. Okay. Well,
now that you've explained that, I have another question.
Yes.
You had people throwing that fruitcake 72 feet. Is that a toss or a throw?
That was a toss.
Are you sure?
There was no wind-up. They went back. They went forward.
But they forcefully done it. They tossed it with force, and it had to be traveling to go 72 feet. So wouldn't that be a throw?
Throw is more...
You could argue this all night if you want to.
Well, I don't know. If you go on the rules, though, it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to imagine the people that threw it 72 feet didn't do a fast pitch windup, but they were also stronger.
I don't know.
They just exerted more force in their underhand swing of their arm to throw it 72 feet.
The sheriff won. I would definitely call that a toss, so I think we're okay there, but... Oh, the other controversy was, you know, I called somebody by the wrong name, and that got all
that. Oh, yeah!
Yeah, that was a little ugly.
Well, it happened.
Well, it wouldn't have been so bad, but I'll tell you what happened. There were two guys there who had... they had children by the same woman. And one of them was one of these guys. And when he got up to do his extra throw, I called him by the other guy's name.
Yeah, that I could see how that could get kind of ugly.
Yeah, he didn't like that. But that's showbiz.
Yeah, it was an honest mistake.
Honest mistake. So we'll see how it all shakes out, and we'll see how it all shakes out with the auditor.
Yeah, because, you know, when you was talking about that this morning, that was the first thing popped into my head. Was anything illegal about that?
I don't see any illegalities, but I don't really know what happened either.
The law director should know.
Well, I think the law director will step in if there's any problem, but I just don't know exactly what happened. I think we've all got to find out what happened. What was the circumstance under the... Was there a deal? I don't know that you can make deals. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know if, you know, making deals like that before you're even in office, I don't know if that's illegal or not.
I don't know.
I'm not a lawyer.
You know, I'm sure somebody will be questioning this.
Oh, yeah, somebody will. Before you know it, they'll probably have a committee formed and investigating it.
Wouldn't surprise me if nobody says anything. The longer nobody says something, the worse it's going to get.
Oh, yeah.
So
I know.
Somebody should say something now.
Yep. Get it out in the air.
Yep.
And it'll blow over and nobody will remember it in a week.
There you go. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, okay.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So that's that.
Scott, who makes rules for the fruitcake toss?
Well, I initially made the rules for the fruitcake toss.
So I think that we should allow Carrington to consider this year a win for her because there was no specific rule that stated that you could not wind up toss.
I wasn't going to confiscate anything. I'm just saying that there's a little bit of a haze over the event now.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of confusion and questions as well, so...
That's all I'm saying. I didn't see it, so I can't call what I don't see. It's like boxing.
Right.
And baseball.
I just agree with the caller. We just need a designated person who's watching. The designated watcher.
Yes, we should have a ref.
Well, we got a whole year to get ready for the next one.
Yeah.
Start recruiting
for the fifth annual.
You can go online to WGH and apply to be our ref for the fruitcake.
WGH1071.com. And, oh, you know, I know who would be a good ref. We'll bring that up next year.
Submit applications. We need resumes, people.
So, That's what it is. So that's where we are. Here's an interesting subject with the holidays upon us. Some people really love Christmas music, and apparently some people hate it. It brings up bad feelings for a lot of people, and some people love to play it all month long. Which one are you?
Personally, I just think Christmas music is a little bit annoying because you hear it. It's the same. It's usually the same music every year that they've been playing for every year.
But there are many songs.
I'm just a little tired of it. So long as they mix up the music, it's fine. But usually it's like Jingle Bells, you know, like...
We've done that one three times.
Yeah. You see, even we hit the generic songs.
Well, it's because you guys didn't know anything else.
It's just because they don't play them on the radio.
That wassailing song you tried to get us to do? Oh, that was a mess.
Tuesday night.
He was trying to get us to do that this morning. He asked Abby if she knew that this morning, and Abby even said no. And I was like, see, it's not as popular.
Well, she knows the wassailing song. Don't let her get... She knows it. All right. Sean, what do you think? Love Christmas music or hate it?
I love Christmas. I like the old ones, though. The old Christmas hymns.
What do you think?
I like it, but I personally don't turn it on in my car because you hear it. You know, you're at the store and it's playing at the store, and I'm at work and my boss is playing it on our little radio that we have there. So I get my fill of it. And
oh, your boss did come out last night, Caitlin.
Yes.
Yeah, that was nice of her.
Yes. Yeah, she had to leave a little early. Her son was crying because he was really
sleepy.
That
was history in the fruitcake toss. We'd never had somebody bring the stroller up and toss the fruitcake. That was good.
She wheeled him right on up there as he was screaming and threw that thing and...
You know, she said to me, she goes, he's really excited.
Yeah, I heard that.
I bet so.
I can tell.
Excitement, is it?
Nice girl, though, and we're very glad that she came last night, even with the two kids, because that's, you know, heavy lifting. I'm so glad she came.
Yeah, I was really happy she came, too. It meant a lot to me.
Oh, good. We have a nice picture of her with a really contorted face.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it'll be on the Facebook page before long.
Oh, good. You'll have to let me know so I can show her.
I don't know what... I think she realized she had thrown the thing inappropriately.
Oh.
You know, she had not got a good throw-off, which had happened with other people. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, were you going to have the fruitcake dolls on YouTube?
You know, yeah. Well, we did videotape it, so yeah, it probably will be up on YouTube.
Okay, I forgot all about it.
It was quite the event, as you can tell.
No, I didn't get to listen to you this morning, so I know Sheriff Bales won, you know, from Judy and Lily, but
72 feet.
See how everybody did. How far did Carrington throw?
55.
That's pretty good. That was about Matt.
40.
Oh, bad. Tossed it way up in the air. Straight up in the air.
I let go too late, so it just kind of went up.
How did Adam do this year?
It wasn't horrible. I think in the 40s, early 40s.
Oh, yeah, Ben.
Yeah, so it ended up okay.
I'll keep watching YouTube and see if it comes up.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's the number.
That is the number.
You know, we got a great top 10 list coming up. It's about the holiday party.
Oh,
so we're looking forward to that next hour. A lot of interesting stuff going on here. And the fruitcake toss, we think, it really was the best one. Just a lot of fun and a lot of camaraderie. And I put this on the post last night. So many people to thank. And well, I'll do it here really quickly before the hour's up. I mean, we certainly have to thank your mom, Rebecca, for making the Buckeyes. And you and Pastor Craig for paying for them so nobody had to pay for anything. And Abby for bringing the hot chocolate and keeping it warm and giving that to everybody. And Sean for videotaping it. And you two for singing, Carrington and Matt. And everybody who participated, because it was a fun event. And it was one of those things where people could get together and enjoy each other and have a good time and something memorable. And it was fun. A lot of pictures went out. Got a lot of nice emails and messages last night.
Yeah, if you missed it, you'll want to make sure you're there next year. I had a great time.
It's history.
Yes.
It's history.
Yes.
It's historic every year. It's history in the making. And people love the fruitcake toss, except when people go into the audience and let her rip, as they say.
Well, there's going to be rules against that next year, so.
I don't know how you break. You can monitor that one.
I will monitor that. I will be like, hey, who was it? I smell it.
Yeah, that, oh. Oh, boy. And that's such a horrible holiday story.
It's a classic. It's going to live on for years.
It'll live on for a while. it'll live on.
Every fruitcake toss from here on out, you'll get to retell the tale.
The flatulent story is what it'll be known as from now on.
Yes.
Maybe we'll tell it at the Christmas party because that person will be here, but they'll never admit that they did it.
They'll just be like, oh, who would do that? Who would do that?
Well, they probably don't even know they did it. I think they've got some kind of a bowel issue. I've known them for many years.
Out.
I think they, I don't know if it slips out, but I don't know if they have any control over it.
Yeah, I hope not. I mean,
We're at the midway point. We're going to go to break. We're coming back with a whole another hour. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Christmas and them presents. All y'all know about them. He spoke not a word, but went straight to work.